black votes. Let's do this thing. Got a whole lot of show to get to and not a lot of time to cram it in. Potts, we were just saying how this overheard LA, it would have been perfect for that time that I was in McDonald's and we heard that lady ask for 20 and 20, 20 creams, 20 sugars, 6 threes and a 2.
6 threes and a 2.
That is a really cool idea. Just anytime you overhear
how
something
much
ridiculous.
Room left in the cup for coffee is what
there
I want to
know. There wasn't, dude. How much?
I just want sugar in my milk.
God. I gotta be honest. I would shoot them the most disgusted look and not even attempt to hide it. If someone asked me for something like that, I'd be like, are you serious?
I'd just be like, hey, there's a hospital right down the road. Do you want me to just drive you there?
Hi, I'm diabetes.
I'm diabetes. All right, so
I'm Walter Brimley, diabetes.
Welcome back, folks. That is your boy Belly giving you all kinds of. Can I hear Kermit? I just want Kermit.
Kermit the Frog here. Hi, everyone.
There he
it's
is.
It's a pleasure to be here on Loose Dog in the Morning again.
We appreciate it. Miss Piggy, is she along with us?
Oh, Adam, you know I had to stop by. It's been so long since I've seen you.
Brax, do you do any voices?
Not really.
Potts?
No.
No. We've been going back.
I have multiple personality disorder, that's why.
No, you know, we've been going back between Ringo Starr. We were wondering if we'd do a little bit of an interview with Ringo and Kermit.
No.
All right, so what happened was this lady and her husband asked me for this drink, and they were like, let's go. And like Potts said, this is like wearing me out days in advance. I'm like, I'm just so, I have this anxiety about it. Why? Why do we freak out? Just there's one extra, like one tiny little thing on my schedule. Because
it's a chore. Yeah, it's like a chore.
Okay, now that, you, God bless you, Potts. That couldn't have been said any better. It feels at first, whether it's, it has nothing to do with the couple. They're amazing. I would go get a beer with them, whether they were a couple or not. They're nice people. For whatever reason, anything extra on your schedule, once you get past age like 27, feels like a chore.
And you just said it perfectly, because in my earlier 20s, I would be looking forward to something like that all week. I'd be like, I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to like go in. Because to me, it's like an event. It's you're getting drunk. You're having fun. Maybe you're getting laid. Now I'm just like, unless you're coming to me, it's cool. I'll just sit at home and jerk off in my own tears.
So I feel like I did way too much of that back when I was supposed to be in go out mode in my prime and my 20s. And all I did was stay in
at least
and
you
hang
stayed
out
in
with me
instead of be by the side of the pool.
It was just me hanging out with Jill.
Who's Jill?
You ever heard that? Put your hand up. You put your right hand up. It looks like J-I-L-L.
I've never heard that one.
Nope.
If you put your hand up with your palm face, your right hand with your palm facing out,
J-I-L-L.
Your thumb and your first finger are the J, then your middle finger is the I, and then your last two letters.
Or your left hand with it all facing you.
Also true. Look, I got two Jills. I got a threesome going on.
You know what else? If you hold up your left hand like this and put it on your forehead.
That's also a loser. Thank you very much. All right, good. So I'm going to get through this in 5 minutes, and then we'll do the whole giveaway. So what I wanted to say is, They wanted to go to this bar, and by the way, this is an expensive bar that's always packed, and they wanted to do like happy hour, like 6 o'clock on a Thursday. Great.
Perfect time.
Perfect time.
Oh my God. So it would take you an hour to get there.
At least, Potts. So when you're telling me about all this, I'm going to have to get used to the traffic out in LA when I get out there.
Can you say, I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, look, man, that's the middle of rush hour. If you want to do that, I'd love to meet, but you have to meet half. Why the fuck wouldn't you say
something? We picked a halfway spot that still took me an hour. That's my point. We picked a halfway spot that was, it doesn't matter. The way that we are located, it's just going to be a nightmare no matter what. Now. Ooh. That's fine. Whatever. I was so bitter about this. However, what happened when I got there made me feel like such a shithead. I mean, such a shithead. And I just wanted to tell this story because I know I'm getting off my show sheet. We'll do all the rest of that on Friday. But you can learn something from this. Really, I did. I know at least I did. This was a cause for anxiety for weeks. Ever since she gave me that look at the wedding and said, I think you mean that. I was like, oh, she's going to hit me up and I'm going to have to do this.
I wish I didn't say that.
No. First month of marriage already swinging.
And I'm not trying to say to any brides who are listening, like, I'm all for it. I just, man, it would have been nice. I knew where they lived and I was like, this is going to be a rough setup. So anyway, we get out there and we get in the bar and there's not even a place to sit. It's just standing room only because it's packed and it's happy hour and it's popular in DC. And all that happened, I was there for an hour. All they wanted to do was buy me beers and tell me how amazing I am. That's it. That's it. One hour of just paying for my drinks and, like, I mean, excuse my language, but pretty much just blowing me like I'm a celebrity. I mean, it was just like, so tell us, how did you get into this? Because, I mean, God, you were just so good. And I just, we've never met anybody that was so personable. Like, can we get you another drink? Let's get you another drink. You guys even know this guy? This guy's the shit right here. I mean, that's basically what was happening.
I gotta be honest, Belly, this does sound like a setup for a swinging.
It sounds like a setup. That sounds, I mean, I've seen it in the bar before. It sounds like a swing setup.
Yeah, man.
Or at least the third or...
Dude, they were all about our YouTube. They wanted, oh, show me, let me subscribe. I can't wait to see this. And I walked out of there feeling like, I've always wanted to be a celebrity. I will not sugarcoat it. I'm looking to spend half my time next year out in LA barking up that tree. So we'll see what happens. We're going to split coasts. But I have never felt more like a goddamn celebrity in my life. And all I wanted to do was not go to that thing. When I left, I felt like such an awesome person. Like I felt, and... equivalently, like a shithead. Because I was like, man, I was complaining about that. All they wanted to do was buy me alcohol and tell me how awesome I am. I can't drive an hour for that. I'm an ass.
That was really interesting and all. But let's get to the meat of it. What would you do if they said, hey, we got a hotel room right around the corner?
No, their house isn't far.
Their house isn't far. Yeah, no.
Okay,
She's wearing pants with pineapples all over them. Mm. It's the international sign for swinging.
Is that because we know the international sign for the love doctor is the flower print silk dress?
Yeah, I guess you.
But you're saying for swingers, it's pineapples on
pineapples. I think pineapple is a very prevalent
because it can go both ways.
I don't know.
I don't even know why.
I don't know why.
What would I do in that situation? I don't know. I don't know.
You would not say yes.
He wouldn't say yes.
He'd run away like a little girl.
Yeah, because I don't have anything to trade. Like, I don't have anything to trade in that barter system. It's just me joining. I'm not trying to join him.
What's the point?
I know, but swinging is like you take mine and I take yours. That's different.
Okay, then this is just an old-fashioned three-way.
Yeah, I'm not down.
Yeah. There's swinging in the forms of adding in and... looking for a third and whatnot.
You know what might be interesting, though? Just to go way off topic. Because this exists. We talk about people who... Yeah. Having a girlfriend who would want to just sit in the corner and watch you with another girl. I mean, obviously, that's the dream.
No.
No.
Do you think you could perform in that situation?
I would be weirded out that the other girl was just watching.
Let's give some money away! But
real quick, do you know how I know this international pineapple?
What is that from?
Pineapple is actually the international sign for hospitality. But at my work, the old GM would give everyone a pineapple pin after they completed their 3 months and they became like an actual employee. Well, the other thing is when you wear the pin, literally I've had guests go, hey, I like your pineapple pin. What's up with it? And I'm like, oh, it's just the international sign for hospitality. They're like, oh, do you know its other meaning? And I'm like, I do, but I'm not interested, and I appreciate your offer very much. Thank you so.
What?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
From the social
three
media
times,
lounge.
Three times it's happened.
That's crazy, man. Dude, the stories that come up with you, dude, that's unbelievable. From three the social times. Media lounge, I'm terrible at small talk, and I avoid it anytime I can. Boy.
I already brought that one.
He read that already.
Guys, I don't know that. I have been doing so. You know what? No, I'm not reading it. You don't get to hear the joke now. Damn it.
Oh, come on. Start over. All right. Do it.
I'm terrible at small talk, and I avoid it any time I can. Boy, it's sure warm out there today. Meh. I'll just make small talk with myself.
I'll go fuck myself.
I'll just
thanks.
Go. Yeah, GFM. Okay. So, you guys want to do this 20 questions? Now, listen, there's not, for whatever reason, the social media lounge today, apparently it's just the VIP section because there's not a ton of people watching live, probably about a third of what we usually have in there. So, hey, listen, you guys are going to get the first crack at this. Good luck, because if you don't get it by the end of the show, it's just going to be first one to call or text me with it. And you can do this after the show. You can do this all the way up to Friday. I don't care. We get the calls, we get the texts. So if you ever figure this out, maybe you want to write this down. It's up to you because this is worth $100. You used to do this in school for free. Okay, so what we're doing is they're going to ask me. My guys here do not have a clue what the answer is. We're just going to go down the line. We're going to go pots. We're going to go bracts. We're going to go belly and back and forth. And they're just going to ask yes or no questions, 20 questions. You have to figure out the fake or real character or thing or public person or place.
Whatever Luch is thinking about right now.
Whatever I'm thinking about. So good luck. Let's see what happens. Pots, fire it away.
Is it a thing?
No.
Is it alive?
Dude, we got 18 more questions to go. Hurry.
Yes.
Is it male?
Yes.
Is it an animal?
No.
Is it big?
Yeah.
Does he star in a TV show you watch regularly?
Shut the fuck up right now.
Whoa.
Shut the fuck up right now.
I'm just getting...
Are you getting... Get the fuck out of here. Yes.
Okay.
How the...
I don't know who it is.
Okay, get the hell out of here with that.
I have a guess now.
Apparently.
Is the show a sitcom?
Yes. Remember, right. You guys can't answer it. You have to get the answers from the Social Media Lounge. So Social Media Lounge, as soon as you know it, fire away.
I have no idea, so whatever.
I also have no idea.
Big, alive, in a sitcom.
And a guy.
And a guy.
Show, and a show that Luch watches.
Yep.
Is the sitcom on a major network like CBS or ABC or
HBO
or HBO?
No, HBO is not a major. It's NBC, CBS, Fox, ABC, and
it,
Fox.
It was
okay. So it's in. Okay.
Go ahead, Potts. Go tell them that
it's in syndication somewhere.
Go.
Then
all right. That's so yeah, exactly.
Social media labs. Pop it off. Let's go.
is this show on TBS?
Yes.
I got it.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. I know where you're going with this. Potts, go ahead.
Is this show Friends?
No. Hold on. You guys are at 9 questions. You better get careful here.
I don't want to get it. I want the so. I want
right.
The people
well, you
it.
Can lead them to the water. You just can't drink it.
Yeah. Right.
Is the show currently still on air?
I already answered that.
So the answer is no. It's in syndication though.
What the fuck does that
mean? What that means is it's ended, but they play it on a different channel now. That's not one of, it used to be on one of the mains, but now they play it on just, they just play it back. The reboot.
Oh my God, that is so millennial.
Wait,
you're
what?
So millennial.
I want to ask a question, but
what
it's
are
a,
these commercials in the
I
middle of
I
want to
ask a question, but I know it's a dead, yes. I know it's a dead giveaway.
Oh man, this asshole hasn't even been alive long enough for a show to be in syndication. What, I want to kill
even...
myself.
I'm sorry, Pods. I went to a party school and I didn't get the best education of vocabulary. So
syndication.
You and Luch were watching TV during college. I was out smoking weed, getting laid.
damn right, Pods. You damn right.
Let's go halfway there. 5 minutes left. Keep going.
Is it the world's best boss?
Nope.
Damn. Is it Seinfeld?
He's not even big.
Seinfeld.
It. What's the question there?
Is the show Seinfeld that this dude is on?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Here we go. It's either Costanza or Newman.
I have it too.
Remember, you're not supposed to be giving answers.
Well, someone's gonna text in soon.
Whatever I say is gonna be a dead giveaway.
Well,
we
figured.
Is
it
he
out.
Holding a video camera in one of the episodes? Is there an episode where he's running around with a video camera?
I don't even know the answer. Like,
I don't know the answer to that. But Belly?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, how is somebody guessing Jersey Shore right now? Are you kidding me? We just said it's from Seinfeld. Yeah. Oh, I think they're actually behind it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they'll catch up.
Sean Nelson, you are the winner, but the answer is not the person's real name. It's the character name. If you would, please, give it to me. Give
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, give me the music.
Oh.
Can we get Sean Nelson to call us right now? Can we do that? Do you think he would? 571-354-7338. Sean Nelson, call me right now for your $100. 571-354-7338. Belly, who was your favorite character on Seinfeld?
Kramer.
Kramer? He's right behind
Kramer.
You.
Kramer?
Yeah.
He's right there behind you. Belly, or Potts, what about you?
Costanza is pretty funny.
Costanza? Who the hell were you talking about with the video camera, Brax?
Kramer.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that was a very good one.
Yeah, I know that because it's one of my people I follow on Instagram's thumbnail. He's a videographer.
Well, we have an incoming call.
There he is. Give me Sean Nelson. I need it. Sean, one wheel Nelson for the dub. Just pick it up. Press one.
Oh, I might have to go.
Hang. He's still calling. You got him?
No. I'm going to set up somehow.
Okay. Can we call him back? I need this.
No, hat and fire.
No, Sean, call us right back. Let's go. Call us back. Put that music back on. I'll stall. Sean, call us back one more time. We'll get you on, man.
This is up.
Belly's 0 for 2 on the phones lately. We got to start doing phones again.
Phones are hard.
It's hard, man.
Who does phones?
Call us back, dude.
Landlines? What are those?
Yeah, dude, what happened yesterday? I was calling, and then I hear on the podcast, he's not calling this one.
I know. It's hard. It's not as easy as it gets, but while we're waiting for his phone call, thank you guys for hanging out with us. Potts, what are you guys going to be doing at Marinade? Anything new coming up?
No. But not really.
All right, well, let's talk to Sean Nelson. He is on the line. You are our winner. Sean, congratulations, man.
Hello.
Hello, my friend. Thank you for guessing. Sean, Jason Alexander, George Costanza is the winner. What are you going to do with this $100, dude?
That's a good question. I'm probably going to have to put it in my Float Life fund so I can get my ass out there.
Ah, very good. And Float Life Fest 2018 will be in Asheville, North Carolina, October 12th through 15th or so. So what is the one thing you're looking for most about getting down there, dude?
I just want to meet everybody, and I want to ride. I'm stoked, and I want to share the stoke.
Well, we will do that with you. We'll be down there. Belly and I will be down there. We're going to be kicking it off. I'll be DJing on Thursday night. So what's one song? If I could play one song for you, Sean, what would that be?
Oh, man.
I'm putting you on the spot.
What's that?
I'm putting you on the spot. What's your go-to song?
My go-to song? Oh, that's a great question. Boy, oh, boy. Depends what kind of mood I'm in. Let's go with some kind of punk rock right now. No effects. I don't know. You probably don't even know.
I absolutely do know. Our young buck in here might not, but that is fantastic. Well done, sir. We appreciate it. And
boy,
can you just give us a quick? I can't believe I just won $100 on Looch Dog in the morning.
Can't believe I won $100 with Looch, Matt, and Belly in the morning. Yeah. Thank you.
You are very welcome, dude. You are the best. Congratulations. Sean Nelson, just go ahead and I will pay. Just hit me up and I'll PayPal you your $100. Congratulations, dude. We're very happy. I'm glad it was him. I am really glad that it's him because he deserves it. He was in that show for the entire 59 minutes, and we got to get the hell out of here. So congratulations, Sean Nelson. Just hit me up on Facebook or text the call-in line, and I'll get you all set up. But Potts, we got to get out of here, man. What do you got rough for the people?
That's all I got. See you guys in a couple days. Have a good one. Eat you kindly. Go fuck yourselves.
Matty Potts from the Santa Monica newsroom across the land. Belly, that was a fun one, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. And today's $100 was sponsored by the G-Spot brand. That's right. Folks, we've got them right here. We've got shirts, we've got hats, we've got stickers and everything else. And if you can't find it, you're going to have a problem with the ladies. So move on.
Darn right. G-Spot brand right there. Look at that hat. It's sexy. It is beautiful. And if you want to look good while you're riding, you're going to pick up a fanny pack, which is becoming cool now. Crack, show the people this. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I kind of want one. It's looking good, dude.
Although you don't wear it around your shoulder.
No, it's like a nipple pack.
Nipple pack.
I like it. Let's get out of here. We'll have fun with you guys on Friday for one more $100 giveaway, and then we will see you guys next week. So for everybody here at TTR Studios, have a wonderful day. We'll see you on Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern. It's Looch Dog in the Morning.
At LITMRadio.com.
See you guys.